for the weekend. On Saturday, it's Trina here. Now, during the week, you'll have heard about the ECB increasing their rates. Alison Fearon is here from switcheroo.ie to tell us more. Tell us, what does this mean for the average Joe Soap?
So the interest rate rises, they increase the central bank rates by 50 basis points or 0.5%. Now, we were told that this was coming. We thought it might be a quarter and maybe a quarter in September, as in 0.25 each of them. But now it's actually 0.5% is going up as of now. So what that will mean is people who are on tracker mortgages, pretty much straight away, I mean, the banks will notify them, but to say that the tracker rates will go up by 0.5%. For people on variable rates, it'll be up to each bank to decide when they're going to increase their variable rates. So it may not happen instantaneously. You know, they will actually get some notice. They'll have to notify as to when it will kick in. But I think it's probably fair to say we will start seeing the banks increasing their variable rate. For anybody on a fixed rate, there'll be no change. So anybody on a fixed rate, the fixed rate holds for the fixed period.
Okay. This is obviously going to mean change, though, for anybody who is just going for their mortgage for the first time. If you haven't drawn down your mortgage yet, what does that mean? Say if you started the process but you haven't drawn down yet, will you be charged the higher rate?
So the banks will let you know. I mean, we're seeing banks have already increased some of the rates. So we've seen ICS, Finance Ireland and Avant. We haven't seen PTSB, Haven or AIB or PTSB or Bank of Ireland haven't yet increased their rates. So they generally do give you a timeline. So say, for example, you have a loan offer, you're going through the process. The reality is they will give us a certain number of weeks after they announce the rate increase. And we haven't seen that yet. So people, you know, the key is keep plowing ahead. And all the various fees, the banks you can try and do is to get all the documentation in and get the mortgage over the line before the deadline. But at the moment, there is no deadline. You know, so I would just say keep operating, keep moving along. But, you know, there's no kind of set line in the stone for it's in the sand for some of these at this point.
Yeah. Alison, would you have any idea that percentage, how much that is going to add on to a mortgage repayment for this, you know, the average kind of house?
Yeah. So if for a mortgage of 250,000, an increase of 0.5% is going to increase the mortgage by 70 per month, which is about 780 to 800 per annum. So it's quite a bit,
yeah,
you know.
That's a lot, yeah.
And that will be each year until the rates change again. And obviously, every 0.5% it goes up, that's again going to be another, you know, between 65, 70 for the average mortgage holder.
This is why the last time you were on, you were all about fixing your rate and yeah, looking around and making sure you're on the best rate as well. Because, yeah, you kind of just don't know with the variables. Sure you don't.
They're going up now and they're going to go up possibly again before the year ends. So as I always say, it is a good time to look at fixing. Many of the banks allow you to make certain overpayments. So even though you're in a fixed term, you can possibly still make some overpayments during the fixed term. At least you have, you know, stability around what that payment is going to be. And there is still very good value in the fixed rates. And as I said, you know, they haven't gone up yet with many of the banks. So it is probably a good time to at least look at it, you know, get onto a mortgage intermediary and have a think about what would it mean if you were to fix it? What would that look like?
Okay, fantastic. Alison, great to chat. We'll talk to you soon. There is Alison from switcheroo.ie. It is something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.